the Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
John Ding is back with you here on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Ali Amon joins us here from the Riverdale Warriors, and he is the soccer coach, the boys' soccer coach. He's got a little invested in tonight's game, as always, and I want to talk a little bit about that, just the inner thinkings here. Your son is the kicker.
Yes, that's correct.
So, do you have some sleepless nights or maybe you're going to have a sleepless night, or how does that work? Because I know there's a lot of pressure, and you might not even get in a game other than kicking an extra point. He may not even get in a game. But, we have seen him as a youngster and develop into a really great kicker. But I know there have been some times when you're young that things don't go well. But that's the way with any kicker. It's a kicker's life. It's kind of like a relief pitcher, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, one day you're the hero, you might be the goat the next.
I think he's learned some things when he was younger, and we just took him as life lessons. And you know, things not always going to go your way, and you got two ways you can do about it. You can sit around and feel sorry for yourself, or you can get up the next day and go work harder. And I hope that's what he's done, and tried to overcome some adversity. And but the coaches at Riverdale do a great job, you know, with them. So they work on special teams every day.
Now, tell me really, and not to dwell on it too much, but he's really a success story because he really wasn't a football player, was he? I mean, they kind of just say he plays soccer and let's put him out there,
actually,
or did he play?
Actually, in middle school, he kicked. He kicked in middle school. He tried it there. He liked it. He came and kicked his freshman year at Riverdale. I think it was just kickoffs and extra points and stuff like that, just like he does. But and then his sophomore year, he didn't kick. And then last year, his junior year, he became the full-time kicker, you know, on a varsity team, 6A, you know, Riverdale. It's tough. He's doing good. So.
How do you as a dad support him in the good times and the bad times? I mean, what kind of is your role? Because it can be tough.
Yeah, well, you know, coaching him on the soccer field, you learn that there's a right time to say things and a wrong time, and I try not to say too much sometimes and just kind of let him do his thing and just be supportive. At the game is not the time, I think, to do over-coaching. You do your preparation during the week, and you let him play at the game. So I don't try to say too much during the game to him other than good job or good kick or, you know, and if there is a little something, you know, that I see, I may say a little something, but not much. I don't try to, especially during the game when he's playing, I don't try to do too much.
Another thing, if he doesn't do well one time, he may have another shot. Yeah. I mean, there could be four or five shots in a game or four or five kicks. Really dwell on one miscue or dwell too much on the success.
And again, I'm just a backseat person on this. I think, you know, Coach Dobbs, Coach Breeden, Coach Kreisky, they do special teams every day. So they have that whole unit, and they do their thing. And I'm just kind of
– you're just dad.
Just dad, and just, you know, I'm just, you know, maybe I warm him up before a game and, you know, something like that, just help him, making sure he's getting his foot on the ball. That's about it.
Well, he's heading up to Kentucky tonight, and I guess are you going to
as
well? I don't guess you'll miss, will you?
No.
But let's talk a little soccer. You had a great year last year. The boys, state appearance, and, you know – soccer is a sport that a lot of people in this community really get behind, and it's pretty strong in Rutherford County and Murfreesboro, and we have the greatest soccer facilities, I guess, anywhere around. You can talk about the sport on a world level, that kind of thing. It hasn't caught on in terms of, I guess, professionally here in the States, but it's huge with high school kids.
Well, high school kids and all the youth. I mean, I'm getting ready to go to the soccer park now. I got a 5-year-old playing in about 30 minutes. So you'll see 1,500, 1,600 kids out there at the complex. You know,
what is the appeal for a young kid? Because there's so many that play.
I think the good thing about soccer is it's simple. You just, you know, if you want to break it down real simple, you kick the ball and that goal. You don't let them kick it in your goal. And they're running around. There's no stoppages. You're just out there moving the whole time. And, you know, kids want to run. They want to play. They don't want to be standing around. So the good thing about it is, you know, for the most part, the kids are running around the whole time and releasing that energy. And mom and dad are happy because they come home, they're a little wore out and, you know, can take a nap. So I think that, you know, that's the attraction is there's always, you're always doing something, you know, you're always moving out there.
And when you have, I always think of the little kid that's playing out in the outfield and picking grass and stuff. I'm sure at the younger ages that kind of happens too. There's some that don't really know exactly what they're doing, but you got to get them started sometime.
Yeah, and you just kind of, I think at a young age, coaches, you know, should move them around, play them all different positions. You know, it doesn't matter at 6 years old or 7 years old if they're winning or losing. It matters that they're playing and learning the game. And you don't want to always be playing left back or be playing goalkeeper. You know, sometimes you want to go, be up top and things like that. So just, you know, I think that the ones that are moved around and play different spots and you know, learn the game.
Kind of let them develop, yes. And there could be a position for them later on too.
Yep.
Very successful soccer team. This year, of course, the girls are playing. They're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you get prepared, when will things start up again for you guys? And how does that work in terms of the process of getting – are they conditioning now or can they condition now?
We could. What I do is we have a – they have a weight class at school. Coach Field runs that class. He does a great job with them. Most of my players play travel ball select. So, I, you know, they're busy. They've got their travel ball. I know that they've got good coaches there. So what we do is we probably won't crank it up full until we get out of Christmas break. We'll go 6 weeks of conditioning, and we'll hit it pretty hard. And then the Monday of February 15th is when we can touch a ball. So that's about how we work it.
And it's a pretty quick season, and in terms of how many months that you're actually playing games, in terms of it starts when March, late February?
Yeah, the Monday, it's the same as baseball season.
Yeah.
Monday of March 15th is the first game, and then, you know.
Nonstop.
Nonstop till hopefully, you know, we've been fortunate enough to be playing, you know, past or around graduation, and, you know, we just, we're, you know, we need to win that first game at state. That's our goal. Is, you know, we've gotten there three out of the last 4 years, but and the kids have done well. The last two times that we've been there, we've lost in the first round to the team that won the state tournament. So we are, you know, we've set our goals high, and we just need to get over that hump, and I know our kids will be able to do that.
Tell us a little bit, Ali, about some of the players you've got returning and who you're counting on for a good season.
Well, in 09, we had a good group of freshmen that came in, about six or seven, and they've continued to be the core of the team. So right now, those players are going to be seniors. And so we have a good senior group coming up, and then we have some solid, you know, juniors, and we'll have some freshmen that will contribute, I think. So we have all four classes, you know, we will have players that contribute. But, yeah, our seniors, we've got John David Anthony and Josh Armand in the back. We've got Alex Pope in the midfield. He's a senior. Andrew Tilton in the back is a great defender. And we've got Seth Geiler up top, another senior. So those seniors, I think, will do a good job of being the core of the team and leading the guys.
How big is having that senior leadership? They've been through the wars. I mean, they've seen just about anything that could possibly happen, I guess. And I guess that really goes a long way with how your expectations are, too.
Well, I can tell you this. I've had been fortunate to coach great kids and great players at Riverdale, and I think we've always had great leaders, and I think it's trickled down. So these guys would tell you, hey, when we were here in 09, you know,
somebody took care of them too.
Patrick Compton in 09 and in 2010, you had you know, David Platez and these guys. So they had good seniors back then that were good leaders, and I think these guys have learned from their example, and these are great kids also, and I think they'll do a good job, and that will trickle down to the juniors and freshmen and sophomores.
It must be a good problem to have in terms of you kind of know that you can win some games. You're not working on trying to either reteach or you know, try to get over that hump of youth, but it's such a crazy game. The kick can go any kind of way,
yeah.
And it's kind of how important in state is your goalie, is your goalie play, and being through the wars already once and twice, three times, four times. What do you tell them to get over that first game? Is it just you got to forget it, get all of that out of your mind, and what's happened in the past, and let's go ahead and win that first game and get on through that.
I know this is cliche, but you just have to focus on that one game. You can't worry about anything else. When you start looking three games down, you're gonna be in trouble. So we're gonna focus on March 13th. That's the first thing we're going to focus on. That's our first
game. Got to get there first, right?
Got to do that. So we're just going to, you focus on the little things, and the big things will take care of themselves. We're going to focus on being technically sound and tactically sound and do the little things right. And I think that all that will take care of itself in the long run.
Well, we are looking forward to another great season. And the only thing I complain about spring sports is it's just too fast. Yeah. By the time you try to catch a game, the season's nearly over.
Yeah.
And we're doing a lot of baseball, softball, and they keep telling us to do some soccer.
Yes.
I've got to beef up in the rule book and the players and the positions,
sure,
and things. I got some guys that know a little bit about it. But
yeah.
I know you also want to take a minute to promote soccer.
Yeah.
And like I said, Rutherford County is not really – worried about that. I mean, there's thousands out there, but it is a great sport for a young person, and to develop and muscular muscles, speed, agility, quickness, all those kind of things.
I think when we were kids, we played every sport, and I think that's important. Soccer has some relationship to basketball. Basketball relates to this. I mean, the movements that you make are similar. It's about being an athlete and about learning, the agility and the balance. So I think it's good for kids to play multiple sports, especially when they're young. And then, don't pigeonhole yourself into one thing and, develop your whole body, and you'll take things from one sport into another sport. So I think that anybody that comes to a game is going to enjoy it. They're going to see that there's a lot of excitement. It's nonstop action. I know the score's probably not going to be 7-5, at least hopefully not in one of my games, So, you're excited. I went and watched a football game last night. It was 0-0 through four quarters, and it was exciting. So, that's just how it is. And
the
so,
score doesn't always indicate how good a game is,
right,
does it?
That's right.
I meant to ask you this coming year, some other teams that are going to be in that hunt along with you that they're going to be pretty good.
We respect every team in Rutherford County. It was a battle last year. I had to make my non-district schedule as tough as I could because I knew how tough my district schedule was. I had to try to have my team prepared for those battles. Every game that we played in the district was close, from regular season into the playoffs. So there's no weakness. It's going to be solid. I mean, it's going to be an exciting season coming up.
There's no blowout games usually where you can go and coach can take a few minutes off.
I wish we could have one. We're going to try.
You can't do that anyway, though, could you?
We're going to try our best, but yeah.
All right. Ollie Almelon, we appreciate you being here today, and thank you. And this spring, go out and check out the Warriors, and it's right on Warrior Drive. You can check them out, and good luck next year, and good luck tonight.
Thank you. Yeah, to everybody listening to the game tonight, and I know the kids will be ready to go.
By the way, if you see a WGNS car that is heading in the wrong direction, please honk.
I don't know. I don't know where I'm going. We'll figure it out.
All right. Ollie Almelon of the Riverdale Warriors soccer team, and his son is going to be doing some kicking tonight, and good luck to them as well. We're going to continue with here for the Prentice Osipedian Air Coach's Corner. I believe that Matt Williams is in the house, and he's going to talk a little football. He's a winner last night, 28-7. We're from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Come join us down here. We're on Lancaster's Pike.